Blog Talk Radio.
Brenda Kelly, and I am joined here with Pathfinder in the Southwest studio on a beautiful day here in January, on the 15th, 2015. Wow. Welcome, all listeners. Welcome to the new year. This is going to be a weekly show that Pathfinder and I will do together. And we will bring you teachings, we'll bring you tips and tools in realms of the four realms, physical, spiritual, emotional, and
mental.
Thank you, mental, Pathfinder, always to the rescue. I'm going to be teaching you the Feng Shui Flying Stars for the year, which will be flying in on February 4th. So we still have some time here to get updated and put your flying star cures and enhancers in place and get this new year going off with a real, real bang. We have some wonderful teachings coming up for you, and part of that teaching is the song that you just heard, the beautiful song. Thank you so much, Pathfinder. That was just gorgeous. And I'm going to start you out with the yearly prediction, including the Flying Star Center. So what we would do is start in the center for the year. And the center star this year is the three star. The three star is usually put in a bad light. It's like the anger star. It is pretty volatile. It can be volatile things going on. So we really want to be aware of this, and we have been aware of this. And so we've kind of got it coming in a little beforehand. But, you know, with the flying stars and the configurations, I found that they actually do arrive a little beforehand. And so with the updates beforehand, you can predict a little bit of how you're going to be able to deal best with what's coming in. What we do with the Anger 3 star in Feng Shui as a cure for that is we add lights and we add red light, sort of like fire. So just in your mind, in your decor right now, as a tip coming into the new year, we're going to put red in the middle, fire in the middle. And if you could do that in the middle of your home, that would be great. In the middle of each room, if you feel like it, just kind of start looking around at what's going on, your space, and seeing where you can incorporate that. You could put lights in the middle. Candles work as well. And activity would go in the middle to make this light come in and burn it. Burn the anger, I say, right? And that's sort of what that's going on. Now, there are different types of things you could put here that a Feng Shui master from Asia might tell you. And somebody there would tell you to put a red crystal globe there. And that would go in the middle of your house. Now, in some people's decor, they don't have maybe Asian in that. They just don't decorate in that way. And so during a consultation for you, if you were wanting a Southwest theme, I have Pathfinder's advice. And he comes in with a Native American Indian, something that he would put there that would more go with what you're comfortable with. This is all about things sort of around you that make you comfortable, and somehow you don't quite know why activate you in a good way. And so it makes you become more aware of especially the five elements, which are crucial and interwoven into Feng Shui. Feng Shui that I use is a combination of the Bagua, and that is eight sides, and every direction does have an element that one of the five elements that goes along with it. And so in your mind, you can superimpose sort of one layer over the other, where the north and the water goes up, and that cycle of the five elements. And one more thing that gets laid right on top of that is personal just for you is your animal sign. Now, the fun thing about the Asian New Year and the Asian calendar and the Asian birthdays is they don't do like the Western. Everybody right now is a Capricorn. Yay, Capricorns! I'm a Capricorn, so I hooray for Capricorns. I love the Capricorn, and that it's a sea goat is also very intriguing to me. I've been researching that quite a lot. And that's the Western. And now in the Eastern, they don't do it like this in the year. The whole year right now, we're still in the year of the wood horse. So all babies still born up until February 4th, 2015, they're still the year of the wood horse. Now, after that, here comes the year of the wood sheep, all right? And so that is going to come in on February 4th, 2015. And the flying stars, that is the last part of your superimposing over the top of your charts, is the nine numbers, and the three is in the middle. And the flying stars for the year come up and they flop on top with three moving into the center and the year of the sheep coming up. The year of the sheep is a southwest direction on the Bagua wheel. And it represents just like you would think the sheep, like the mother. And so it's that mother corner. And what you would do is think of your home. You would need a compass, of course. Find your southwest. And guess what? That is your southwest corner. So easy. Feng Shui is real easy and fun. And what you would do this coming up year, the southwest is having the party number show up. It's the number 9. We'll learn about all of the numbers during these shows. Here's the number 9 coming into the southwest. And the number 9 represents celebrations and parties. Now, mom loves a good party, right? And so let's activate the number 9 for mom. Okay, let's do it. So what do? We're going to put activity in the southwest. So if it's kind of a spare room you never use or go in, you're going to want to go in there and dust that corner out and turn on a light for mom, okay? Just things simple like this. Now, of course, we can get Asian feng shui enhancers, and we can add a string of 6 gold coins tied with the red ribbon, all right? And that can activate the celebrations and the parties for mom. Now, also, you can put lights over here and candles, all right, are good in the southwest this year. So if you have candle gardens and you want to put up strings of lights, or especially if the corner is, nothing is done with it yet, right, in your place where you are. And if that happens to be a doorway, that's even more important. In feng shui, your front door is where every opportunity is walking on in. And so these are the personalizations that you get during the readings that I will give you. And Pathfinder does the feng shui readings with me, and they're way fun. We go through your house virtually, and Pathfinder draws down a map of your floor plan, so him and I can see it while we're talking to you. And you go through your house with us, and we can do this in person or virtually. We've done it virtually just across the nation, and we've been having a really fun time just feng shuiing and introducing the flying stars and your animal element into your living space. It is so much fun, and you'll enjoy it. Do you know a lot of people don't know their animal sign? And guess what comes along with that animal sign? You were born with one of the elements. So you are also one of the elements. Did you know what element you are? Well, you better get a reading and find out. It's really fun. And then sometimes you go, oh, no wonder I've always liked plants all over the place, or something like that if you're a wood element, let's say. All right? And it's so much fun. You can get a hold of me on my Facebook page, and it's under Diva Brenda Kelly. 3 words, Diva, D-I-V-A, Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. And just message me there, or go there and join that fan page and look for Feng Shui Flying Star 2015, Year of the Wood Sheep. And we will feng shui you together. Now, another fun thing that you might want to think about is what you want to activate in your life. If you want to activate more friends, more fun, more money, all of the above, guess what? The flying stars are hopping to different locations, and where those stars landed, you'll want to activate that. One of my favorite flying stars, and I think it's not just mine, but it's a lot of other people's, and it's the 8th star. And it is the wealth star, and I call it the Moneyball star. And I have all kinds of feng shui students all across the nation. They build a money bowl, okay? And so what they do is they find a pretty bowl, and maybe it's golden, maybe it's just pretty, or it has some inscriptions, and fill it. You fill it with things that are glimmering and maybe money. How about just regular money? Just fill it with things that make you think of wealth, and you place it. This coming up 2015, the eight is flying to the north. So guess where you would place that money bowl? That's right, in the north part of your house. So I want everybody to start building their money bowl. Keep your eyes out. I want you to get a good bowl. I want you to fill it up with some fun, sparkly jewels and maybe some gems and some beautiful stones and rocks. That's what I do. And have them just spilling over the side. Maybe tuck some dollars in there, some big dollars, huh? And just put it in the north. This is going to activate the money aspect in the north coming in, and you want to do that. That is for sure. Now, here is another thing that you're going to want to really, really remember. There are other stars, like the center star. Remember, I told you it was sort of the anger star. That's not a good star. So you want to suppress the anger star before you activate the money star. You always suppress the bad stars first, and I hate to say the bad, but just the not as feel good stars for sure. And you want to do that first before you run around activating everything, right? And so let's just do those two for now. We'll start with the three star in the middle. Make sure you find something red, and if it's a rounded in shape, that would be good. A mirror actually works good there. So if you could have a red mirror there, that would be really good. And some sort of fire. But it's red. It is a three star. So I have three red metal butterflies over there in the middle of our home. And they are waiting for February 4th to fly in and be there for the year of the wood horse. And it is okay to put your cures and enhancements out a little early, because like I said, I think we feel this energy coming in already. And what feng shui really does is it makes you present and aware of what is going on in your space, and it is all about intention. Yes, you put your things around you in different colors and in different elements. It is more the intention of what that is for, and that's what you get during the reading, and we explain it to you, and then you know. And we all know that everything starts with the intention on the inside. And then when we put these things out around us, and they are visual reminders, and the intention is put in there, it really, really does activate, and it's a lot of fun. So get a feng shui session with Pathfinder and I. Get a hold of me at Diva Brenda Kelly on Facebook, and I'm going to introduce our wonderful Pathfinder, who is going to grace us with some teachings. And welcome, Pathfinder.
Dali Eliga, Brenda Kelly. She's very excited. I want to say hello and send a handshake out to everybody. Many blessings. Aloha Healers Network. Our purpose here is to provide a forum, a place of support for the healers around the world and for self-help and healing for everybody. Niedo Chunku Oksape, my name is Pathfinder. Today we opened we opened the show with part of the Four Directions song to honor the West, where the sun sets, to honor the North, where the giant lives, to honor the East, where the sun rises, and to honor the South, where the sacred tree stands and the Milky Way road touches the earth. And all these shows that we're doing is an offering to the peoples. And so this is an open ceremony of types that's for the purposes of teaching and support. And so at this time, I ask Grandfather, I ask Creator to put a blessing on everybody for health and healing and the vibrancy of all of the relatives. Now, there are many indigenous traditions around the world, and we're in support of these healing ways. Also, very much in support of the mystical paths that are ancient and present today and then also in the future, because these paths belong to God. In our healing and in our health, our primary walk is with the Creator. Our primary walk is with Mother Earth, who is our teacher and our physical mother. And then to honor the grandmothers and the grandfathers of these four directions. And from a Native American viewpoint, and then if you look all around the world, there's this understanding of here is the clay that I stand upon, that is a part, that is my body, and here is the breath that is the spirit of the sky that when blending with this clay brings about a place for our souls to walk in this robe, and it gives us a chance to learn and to grow. And then amidst this, the Creator has set forth with Mother Earth these brothers and sisters of the foundations. And when we're in relationship with these, and as we see it, the powers of earth and water and fire and sky, we begin to understand that we're not just a person in society, but we're a child of the Creator. And so this is the basic purpose and format of this Aloha Healers Network. And as we go forward, bringing in teachings of the Reiki, bringing in teachings of the universal and the spiritual laws, bringing in the teachings of the seven arrows and different parts of ethnomedicine and shamanism. And then to work also with what we call spiritual interpreting, which is to be in communication with the grandfathers and grandmothers and even the elementals in the world around us, so that we stay as close to the center or reality as possible. And so this is the basic format where we'll be sharing many, many teachings as time goes forward, including these ways of the four directions, including the ways of the hands, the ways of knowledge, the ways of prayer, and to bring in these strengths. We are each a child of the Mother Earth. Learn to know your mother, especially those of us that feel traumatized from our earthly family. Learn that you have a celestial family, in that the Mother Earth, truly your source of nourishment. Father Sky is truly the creative breath that's inside us. And then, because we're connected to everything, we learn to calm the angers and to still the confusions and to choose the closer and closer path of the Creator for us. And so with this in mind, we're going to be going forward throughout the year, bringing in these teachings, as well as some guest speakers from different traditions, including my good friend Richard Hatta with his Hatha Ki healing technique in the Taoist tradition, as well as hopefully my friend Golden Eagle with some Dakota ways, as well as universal and spiritual laws, and then many, many other friends as well. Brenda and I offer the Feng Shui sessions, as she mentioned, and then you may also receive a spiritual reading with me. And in these readings, we focus upon health, life path, luck, relationships, career, if you must, past lives, stuff like this. And I bring that from the place of being a spiritual interpreter, as well as a spirit communicator is kind of another way of saying that. And to help to anchor for you personally in your relationship with God and your relationship with health, and to help open up some of the closed-mindedness where we all can get stuck. And in that capacity, also, we offer sessions of pastoral counseling and couples counseling, and that's with Brenda and myself, the couples counseling. And we help to bring in new ideas and to refresh what might be said the chi. And for one of these sessions, which usually run an hour to 90 minutes, you can contact me at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. That's pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And you can also check out our website at pathfinder1111.moonfruit.com for a little bit more information. There'll be a Feng Shui page going up on that site before too long. So we're very much excited to say hello to everyone, and we're getting, I see, close to about 2 minutes, and I'm going to hand it back over for Brenda for a few words, and then we have a closing song to honor the grandmothers and the grandfathers.
All right. Aloha. Aloha Healers Network. And to let you know about the word aloha, alo is in Hawaiian like the face of the earth or the land or the flowering fruits, the top part. And ha is the sacred breath of life. Aloha. Thank you so much all for listening. And I would like to close with the Reiki prayer. Just for today, I give thanks for my many blessings. I am kind to my neighbors and all living beings. Just for today, I let go of anger. Just for today, I let go of worry. I do my work honestly.
Oh,